You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stange, and today we're in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, and we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, King Baasha of Israel invaded Judah and fortified Ramah in order to prevent anyone from entering or leaving King Asa's territory in Judah. Asa responded by removing the silver and gold from the treasuries of the temple of the Lord and the royal palace. He sent it to King Ben-Hadad of Aram, who was ruling in Damascus, along with this message: "Let there be a treaty between you and me, like the one between your father and my father. See, I am sending you silver and gold. Break your treaty with King Baasha of Israel, so that he will leave me alone." Ben-Hadad agreed to King Asa's request and sent the commanders of his army to attack the towns of Israel. They conquered the towns of Ijon, Dan, Abel-Beth-Makkah, and all the store cities in Naphtali. As soon as Baasha of Israel heard what was happening, he abandoned his project of fortifying Ramah and stopped all work on it. Then King Asa called out all the men of Judah to carry away the building stones and timbers that Baasha had been using to fortify Ramah. Asa used these materials to fortify the towns of Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani the seer came to King Asa and told him, "Because you have put your trust in the king of Aram instead of in the Lord your God, you missed your chance to destroy the army of the king of Aram. Don't you remember what happened to the Ethiopians and Libyans and their vast army with all of their chariots and charioteers? At that time, you relied on the Lord, and he handed them over to you. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. What a fool you have been! From now on, you will be at war." Asa became so angry with Hanani for saying this that he threw him into prison and put him in stocks. At that time, Asa also began to oppress some of his people. The rest of the events of Asa's reign, from beginning to end, are recorded in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa developed a serious foot disease. Yet even with the severity of his disease, he did not seek the Lord's help, but turned only to his physicians. So he died in the 41st year of his reign. He was buried in the tomb he had carved out for himself in the city of David. He was laid on a bed perfumed with sweet spices and fragrant ointments, and the people built a huge funeral fire in his honor. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to look at it today. And Lord, there are very instructive things for our hearts to be able to observe in this portion of your scriptures. We see something spoken of here in this passage that reminds us of a mistake that we often make in our lives. Lord, so frequently we rely on natural means to accomplish things that only you can ultimately accomplish. And we see Asa here relying on the strength of other leaders. And we see Asa also failing to come to you in prayer when he had serious medical needs, but rather relying on the wisdom and the abilities of his physicians alone. And Lord, we know that that's a mistake. We certainly know, Lord, that there are things that you call us to do. We want to be active in doing what you empower us to do. But we also know, Lord, that it's wise and right for us to commit our decisions to you, and to commit our thoughts and the intent of our heart to you, to seek out your will and to ask for your intervention, because you direct us in ways that go far beyond our natural inclinations, and you give us wisdom and you give us direction so that we make better decisions. But you also help us, Lord, in ways that are far beyond what we could accomplish in our own strength. Lord, we know that you have supplied all that we need in your Son, Jesus Christ, and you invite us to trust in your Son, Jesus, who has done all that was needed for us so that we could experience life and godliness in him. We're blessed with Christ's righteousness. We're blessed with wisdom and strength through faith in Jesus. And we're given a new heart and a new mind and new eyes so that we could see things from your perspective, again, through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we're grateful for these realities, and we pray that we would learn to rely on Christ in all matters. Lord, we commit this day to your care. We thank you for your presence with us, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit desirejesus.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.